Okay. No what? OMG. No coughing?
OMG, it's Grace.
It's me. Hey, it's you. I missed you.
Oh, it's been forever. What, like 2 weeks?
Yes.
See how quick I did that math?
Yeah, good job. That's faster than last time.
You're back from your quest?
I'm back from my quest. I did not find the sword.
You didn't slay a dragon? Did you slay a dragon?
I did. I slayed a couple of dragons. They are now slayed. Done. I also, when I was out on my quest, I got to tell you about this. So I did a couple of like Facebook lives. Sometimes when you're out doing stuff like that, it's easier to just go on live and give people an update because people like to know. I love watching, you know, like Jordan, he'll do Facebook lives when he does FKTs. And watching the updates.
Beep, beep, beep. Back your trolley up. You didn't do a couple. I don't even know why, but like my Facebook thing, my toggle, my good thing is like,
yeah.
Every time you went live, it was like, hey, Grace is going live. So every like 8 to 12 times every hour, I was getting Grace is going. It wasn't a lot. But us normal folk who are at work or like doing everyday stuff was like, oh my God, Grace is live again.
So sorry.
No,
I went live twice the first day, and then the other days it was only once. But gotcha.
I enjoyed them for time periods at a time. I would like tune in because it was like, oh, thanks for letting me know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Okay, so this will eventually be about you, so you can pay attention. So so I would go on Facebook Live just to give people an update of like how the day went and everything, because people are curious and it's easier than typing it all out. And it's weird when you're just looking at the phone and talking to the phone, and then people put in comments and stuff like that. And I realized why it felt so weird, because we do this every Monday. It's because you weren't there.
I was the missing piece, the missing link, the key to open the door to win your quest.
Yeah. I think if you would have been there, I would have finished. But I did have a really good time and I missed you, just so you know.
Good. We missed you. We were thinking about you out there. You attempted big things by yourself, which is always awesome. It's kind of what the group stands for, and Idiot Runner stands for, and Run for Life stands for.
Yeah.
So very cool. I've said this before. The trail's not going anywhere, Grace.
Yeah.
So even if you're not feeling things right now or whatever, but it's always going to be there. So who knows?
Yeah.
Good job. I'm proud of you, Grace.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. It was tough. I made it further than I've ever made it before. And then my body said, you need to stop. So I did.
Yeah. For those that don't know, you were plagued by a sickness.
Yeah.
Or two. And some of those things you can't really do much about. You can't train for.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. And here we are.
Yeah. Tried to push through it, but it wasn't happening. So that's okay. Yeah. We have more fun things to talk about today.
Well, I know, but we had to cover your big adventures. It's like,
yeah,
not Pee-wee's big adventure, but.
Oh, Grace. I wish.
While you were doing that, while you started that, we were at Heiner. Heiner happened. Yeah. Heiner came and what? Wait a minute. Why did we not even intro this show yet? Why do you do this to me?
I was trying to get you there.
All right, back up. Are you ready to start episode 112, Grace?
Beep, beep, beep.
All right, stop the beeping. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Grace, Heiner came and went, and so much is going on, I just don't know what to do. So let's talk to some dude who runs barefoot on episode 112. I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
All right, I feel better now. It's official. The show can roll on. Anywho, we have Jesse Stoll on the show tonight. He runs barefoot. He ran Heiner. We'll get into all that. But anyway, Heiner was fun. Heiner was its typical Heinerish atmosphere. Party like crazy. Weather was crazy hot. Threw a bunch of people off their game because it was the first hot day of the year.
Yeah.
None of us other people know or haven't trained in any weather like that yet. Bodies haven't acclimated to temperatures like that yet, but it was a great day, making it once again the best trail party of the year. Mm-hmm. I would say you were missed, but there was so much going on. It's like
nobody noticed. Nobody noticed that, like, Chad Brown probably brought enough laughs, so that's all you need.
I saw Chad Brown Friday night when I got there, and he had a beer in his hand, and I saw him again that night. And then I woke up Saturday morning, went for a run myself, finished breakfast, and there's Chad Brown with a beer in his hand. And that trend continued throughout the all day Saturday and off. So
yeah, good. I'm glad things were mostly the same as they always are at Heiner.
Craig Fleming threw a phenomenal race, phenomenal food, phenomenal extravaganza of a trail run. And I was lucky enough to be there and put some idiot runner gear on some amazing people that were nice enough to want those things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a amazing day, and congrats to all the runners. I got to do a quick shout out. I had six athletes going for the triple crown, so they have to finish Heiner, and all six finished Heiner. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. I had quite a few folks over there as well, mostly doing the 25K and out there to have a good time. And they did.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Yep. So here we are. Yeah, I'm still training for my race. Is my silly track race is in less than 2 weeks, next Saturday. Mm-hmm. Not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. So
wow, that's coming up soon.
We're in that hazy gray unknown area that some people call taper.
When do you start your taper?
I did Saturday. I mean, after last week, so Sunday officially started.
So you're doing a 14 day.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't go any longer than that, but there's some athletes I'll do, depending on what the race is, I'll do a 10-day.
I mean, yeah, it's reducing mileage, but nothing crazy. I'm not dropping off the face of the earth as far as training and mileage goes.
Yeah, that's smart.
Anyway, so there's that. So let's bring on our guest, Jesse. I said Jesse finished. I'm going to bring him on here. Let's click his thingy. Jesse finished Heiner. Jesse, did you do 25K or 50?
25, yeah.
Okay. 25. Jesse finished. I just wanted to confirm. I thought so, but I wanted to make sure. 25, Heiner 25K. For those that don't know, you should know because it's Heiner. But it's a trail race that is 15-ish miles, several thousand feet of gain. Hills, roots, rocks, and dirt. And Jesse went out there and ran it in his bare feet. Not only ran it in his bare feet, but he ran it in his bare feet. It wasn't, I mean, you can do it. The 25K is built and has cutoffs for people that want to power hike it or hike it and have a great day, which is amazing. But Jesse actually ran it barefoot, which blows my mind because I wouldn't do that, but that's me.
Yeah, and it is a race in Pennsylvania, and they call Pennsylvania, Rocksylvania for a reason. Anybody who, especially folks who through hike the AT, the Appalachian Trail, they call it Rocksylvania because it is rocks and rocks and rocks. And this trail, this course has plenty of rocks.
Yeah. So Jesse, welcome to the show. Jesse is in Scotland right now. It's 12:30 in the morning on Tuesday. He's living the dream life that many of us would say that they would like to live. He travels, he sees new things, he sees the world, which is absolutely amazing. Do it now or you're never going to do it type of attitude, I'm assuming. So yeah, welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of this group and taking your time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This should be fun.
So I got questions, Grace. The first question I got is, what's your normal first? You trained for Heiner in bare feet, right?
Yeah. Well, some would say I didn't train for it, but yeah, it was in bare feet.
Well, how many miles a week we talking that you put in?
Three, sometimes less.
Okay. It's a solid training plan. I like that training plan.
Yeah, no, it was not. I mean, we were in Florida for 3 months, and we went to the gym more than ran. But some mornings we would get up and run 3 miles. They would try to drag me out for 20-mile runs, but I wasn't in the mood, so it didn't happen.
That's the way to train, if you're not feeling it.
When did you come up with this goal of running high? Was running Heiner in bare feet the goal, or was it to become a good barefoot runner the goal?
I created the goal after I did the 10 tough down on the Conestoga Trail. And I was just like, I just want to run 10 miles barefoot. And so I had already transitioned into like a cheaper barefoot running shoe that I really like. And so from there, I just started taking those off and trying out trails. And then I was like, I just want to do 10 miles. And that was the goal. And then I signed up for Heiner, and it's a little bit longer than 10 miles, but It just became a new goal. But
that's interesting. I remember I was sweeping last year at the Conestoga Crusher, which is kind of the shorter version of that race. And I remember there was a woman there who ran it barefoot, and it was a little, but it was like misty that day. And I almost felt like, she would have a better grip on those rocks through Kelly's Run, being barefoot than somebody in shoes. So I don't know. I wanted to talk to her afterwards, but I was sweeping. Have you done Heiner with shoes before? Let's start with that.
No, I never did Heiner before. It's actually my second 25K. So I did KTA Pure Challenge, which I wouldn't really call that a race, but that was my other 25K.
And did you do that one with shoes?
Yeah. Yep.
So can you talk about the difference in, I'm interested in the difference in like control. I like a low profile shoe, and I do a little bit of sandal running. So can you talk about like the difference in how much you have control or grip in wearing shoes versus not wearing shoes?
I feel like I have good grip with not wearing shoes. What hurts is downhills, because the slide is where the rocks start cutting your feet up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But climbing is a lot of fun in bare feet. And I'm finding that if the ground is somewhat wet, or like Johnson's Run going up the creek, that was amazing because the rocks are softer, everything's softer. It feels amazing. But the dry downhills, they're terrible. They hurt pretty bad.
Yeah. The gravel roads are the worst.
Yeah. Which we just, today we finished, we went and hiked the hill here in Scotland, and it was, what was the first one? A couple miles. And it was raining pretty hard. So it felt great. It was a fairly easy hike, but I didn't want to imagine if it'd be totally dry.
Yeah.
So that was a fun one. Then we did another one. It was like 1.2 miles to the ocean. That was also all just on stone. So
I feel like you should have done this podcast out there, but you did say that it's Tuesday for you, yep. Right?
Yeah.
That's wild. You're from the future.
Yep. Time travel right here.
You're from the future. Now, you mentioned briefly sandals. What sandals do you wear?
I have like a barefoot shoe. I think it's the Witham brand, something like that. WH. It's like a $40 shoe that I find on Amazon that lasts over a year. So
nice. Like it took me a while to find a good sandal that I was happy with. Yeah. I went through a few of them and then finally found one that I like, but I feel like it took too long for me to get there.
Well, I mean,
yeah, the pair I have along here is like, it's the same brand, but it has a smaller toe box. Mm. So I like the wide toe box. It just lets your feet stay expanded. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Eric.
3 miles a week for a year. I mean, that's really impressive.
Well, it wasn't consistent. It was like probably a lot less than that, but yeah.
Nice. Do you plan on continuing running barefoot now that you've done it in Heiner and stuff?
Yeah, well, after Heiner, I said I'm never running again. Well, that's what everyone says, I think. And but then 4 days later, I was back on Ultra Sign Up looking around for some races. But
yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I'm thinking more like a 10K. That might be a bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And you didn't have any injuries from Heiner or anything? No lingering ouchies or anything?
No, I mean, the only one that I felt today was the top of my foot. I kicked like a yay big rock, so this thick, and it rode up on my foot. And so that's what I'm feeling yet. But I have one hole on the bottom yet, but other than that, it's fine.
Do you have all of your toenails?
Yeah, yep, all the toenails stayed. I had one big blister in the arch, and then I had probably 10 cuts, like small cuts.
Uh-huh.
But that was from downhills.
Wow. I don't have all my toenails. Do you have all your toenails, Eric?
Currently, yeah, but they're not pretty.
Yeah. I've got like one of them that's definitely gone, but another one that I have to keep really short because it just grows like perpendicular to my toe, to the toenail.
Oh yeah, both big toenails have no clue what they're doing anymore.
Yeah,
they're so confused. They're like, I don't know. Here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna grow crazy, and you're gonna have to try to manage us.
Yeah. So you got plenty of time, Jesse.
That's good.
How old are you?
29. Yep.
So I still don't understand, like, what made you go barefoot in the first place? Did I ask you that already?
No, you didn't. So I had athlete's foot on, like, it would be in from the bottom, from the small toe up, like four toes on the one foot and then three toes on the other foot. And it was miserable. And then we were spending time in Africa, and there we would play a lot of soccer in America, but football over there. And we would play barefoot. And I saw a change once I didn't have my shoes on as much. And so after a while, I just started wearing shoes less and less. And at this point, I have almost No athlete's foot. It's a little bit of scars, but yeah, that was my main reason for taking the shoes off.
Wow.
Huh.
That's great. And I feel like if you grow up that way, like I grew up, growing up, I lived on a lake and we just never had shoes on because we were in and out of the lake all the time and ran down the street barefoot and in the woods barefoot. And I think if you grow up that way, it's a little easier to do it as a runner. Whereas if you grow up with shoes on all the time, it's got to be a harder transition.
Yeah.
And it's more comfortable. I went over to a friend's house yesterday and I took off my shoes when I got into her house and she's like, oh, you don't have to take your shoes off. I'm just like, I don't like shoes. If I wear shoes in your house, it's because I'm like ready to leave. But I, I will take off my shoes immediately as soon as I have the opportunity.
Yeah. And I would have grown up, I would have grown up Amish. So we grew up gardening and all that type of stuff. So the shoes weren't on much during the summertime.
Yeah.
So a little bit of abuse, but yeah.
I feel like it's a lot more common in Lancaster County, where there's a lot of Mennonite Amish, where it just, there's a lot more people who are barefoot and then, and even in trail races.
Yeah.
Just had Garden Spot half marathon was just this past weekend, I think.
Yeah.
And I bet they had some barefoot runners.
Probably. They usually do.
They do pretty well too.
I mean, the overall idea of it it was kind of like in running, it was seemed like it was kind of like a fad that's kind of died off as far as minimalist running. And I know it's still there, but it seemed like when I first got into running 10 years ago, that was the big next big thing is, you know, and I think we've gone both ways, super cushy and then minimal. But I guess it's going to go back and forth now as far as companies coming out with new stuff and trying to talk you into the new and greatest thing. I can't imagine it's good for your body. I don't know to what extent.
I think some of these shoe companies are finally figuring out that they have to offer more than one thing. You know, yeah. Like Ultra was dead set on only doing zero drop, and then they finally came out with a 4-millimeter drop shoe. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, people have just different bodies and different feet, and what works for one person is not going to work for the next. So I think I'm hoping we're going to finally get to a point where people just wear the shoe that's best for them. But you still see posts on Facebook all the time. Hey guys, what do you wear? What's your favorite shoe?
Like, yeah.
Whatever fits you best, you know?
Not for me.
I don't think anybody's run Eastern States barefoot yet.
Yeah, that's a bit far, but maybe I'll try it. We'll see.
That is a bit far.
Yeah.
Would they allow a barefoot run for 100 miles?
I don't see why not, especially if you...
There's some folks who do it in sandals.
Yeah.
There's a couple runners who do Eastern States in sandals, and they come back every year and finish it every year. I don't think I've seen anybody do it barefoot, but I have seen sandals.
No. That's a long time barefoot. Your feet would be hamburger. That's what I don't understand is, like you said, the downhills of Heiner, even like no matter how good it is and how much you train, that you have no grippy teeth on the bottom of your feet.
That's the one thing I want to figure out is how to gain more speed on a downhill. Hmm. Because I mean, the funny thing is we lived in Florida for 3 months. So we had just got back the week before Heiner. And when I got to that first hill, that was the first hill I had seen in 3 months. Because it's pretty flat in Florida.
Yeah. So, now, are you barefoot right now? Can we see them?
I am.
I saw him as soon as he finished his race, and it's like a normal foot with one little blister on it.
We've been talking a lot about the feet. We got
everybody your pigs.
Yeah, we gotta see them.
Well, we got just a little bit going on, nothing fancy. Uh-huh. We had this one happen on some downhill, mm-hmm. and small blister on the bottom.
Yeah.
Just a real small nick happened today, mm-hmm. and then another hole in the heel. Well, it's off the camera. So nothing major, a couple toes scratched on like toenail bleeds. And then this one, Anna, I had two more on the heel, but these actually happened prior to the race. We were down in Florida. I stepped on the same thing that was sticking up through the grass, and it punctured my heel twice. Ooh. And the first puncture happened. Happened a day before I did a 5K. Wow. And then the second puncture happened about 2 weeks before Heiner. And then the other foot had, I picked up something. I cut it. I forget what I did, but I cut it right in the arch. And that was about a week before Heiner. So that's still not healed. And this foot looks great. So there's nothing wrong with this foot. He's in perfect shape.
They're pretty good looking feet. They're doing well.
Yeah, that's how they plan on staying.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, there's really no need to lose toenails. My feet aren't in a shoe being rubbed on the top. It's just air blowing across the top till I whack them on a rock, which is...
Only when I cramp,
which I cramped a lot on this last race. I cramped, I threw up, I did all the good stuff, so...
Oh, you... check marked all of those things. You're official now.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
What was your finish time for Heiner?
4:20.
Nice.
Well, 4:21.83 to be exact.
Oh, that's a great finish time. Nice work.
I don't know. I like my shoes protecting my feet. I'd have a hard time being talked into it, but I think it's very intriguing.
I love the feeling of being barefoot. I'm not there by any means, but it just, I don't know. I feel more connected. I enjoy it. I'm not there, but more power to you. I think it's great.
Yeah.
So what were you scoping out on Ultra Sign Up? I mean, there's some stuff not on Ultra Sign Up that you should consider. And I'm talking about some of the Mason-Dixon runs, the shortest day and longest day.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of them out there that would be really great to do that are not far away from the Stoga.
Yeah. I was looking at it was like a 10K somewhere. Meatball something is.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's Jen Henry.
Some new running group, someone.
Yeah, the Meatball Gang.
Them guys.
That's a good one. That I think Jen Henry is the race director for that. That's definitely going to be a good one because she does a good job with her races. But that's the Meatball Gang. Yeah.
Gotcha. So when I was looking at it, I guess they have limited spaces, so I don't know if it filled up yet or not, but I'll probably mm-hmm. check back when I get back to the States again.
Yeah, that's a good choice. There's plenty of stuff happening.
Yeah. And the other thing I was seeing with shoes is, like, shoes wear. And so people's feet, like, after some time, if you're not fitted properly, you're starting to roll your ankle just a little bit, and then you have an injury. And I was just watching that. I was like, I'm just going to try to avoid all the injury stuff and just try to run. So that was also, like, it was a lot of different things that kind of pushed me towards barefoot running.
Hmm. Interesting. Any other naturalistic stuff that you tend to be drawn to?
I hugged a tree during Heiner just for fun.
Good one.
I was running down two Johnson's run down where you go up the creek, and we were talking about something, I forget what, and something gave about tree hugging, so I jumped up, hugged the tree mid run, And the guy behind me told me it's too much, so I started falling down. It was a fun run. Like it was a lot of fun. I wasn't pushed because all I wanted to do was finish. So I got to talk with a lot of people, and it was great.
Yeah, I feel like even if you're a competitive runner, I feel like everybody should do the Heiner 25K at a relaxed pace just one time, just to kick back and kind of enjoy it and say hi to people and meet new friends and hug a tree. It's a good time.
And the scenery is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like going up Johnson's Run, I probably sat in the creek 6 times just because I could.
Yeah.
Felt amazing.
Yeah. Got plenty of time.
Yep.
All right, I got a big question for you as far as feet goes. In the when you're in the Grace, this is a question for you too. When you're in the shower and you're washing yourself up, are you the type of person that, you know, soaps up your body and when you wash off, you assume all that soap goes down on your feet and cleans your feet that way? Or do you reach down and scrub your feet?
Scrub them.
You go first.
Scrub them, huh?
Scrub them, yeah.
Got to scrub them. You got to give your feet a little scrub. And I will also lotion my feet, give my feet a little lotion and put some cozy socks. I put fuzzy socks on after I give them a little lotion.
Do you sleep in socks?
I hate sleeping in socks. I'd much rather be barefoot. But as I've gotten older, my circulatory system is failing me more and more, and my feet get so cold that I have trouble sleeping if I don't have socks on, just because my feet are cold.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, but I when I was younger, I didn't wear socks. That was a hard pass.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I gotta ask, when you guys heard that I ran it barefoot, what were your first thoughts, or like what was your reaction?
Well, I heard at Heiner, I just heard randomly, somebody was like, hey, somebody's running the race barefoot. And that's when you were out there. And I was like, really? That's pretty crazy. And then the next thing I know, you come like stumbling in the tent and sitting down. And it's like, oh, crap. I didn't realize it was you that was the idiot that was running barefoot.
I thought he's probably from Lancaster County.
Yeah.
Because there are quite a few runners around here. I'm over in York County, but I run in Lancaster County pretty often. I just ran with James Weaver last week before. And so I know that it's more popular in Lancaster County in particular. And there's a lot of runners, not a lot, but you know what I mean? Like more than I think usual, more than you can find in other areas. So that was my first thought, is like, oh, he's probably from Lancaster County.
Yeah. Which some of our friends that are in the same running group as we are, they would have met, they would have ran with the guy that wrote Born to Run. Mm-hmm. And so that, I didn't read the book yet, but they recommend that book. So I don't know, I might have to read that book and see what it's about.
It's good.
Yeah, you kind of have to read the book, dude. You're running, oh my gosh. Yes, borrow the book from somebody and read it. You'll enjoy it.
I think I lent mine out.
Yeah, I think I did.
It's
too.
A good read.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not much of a reader.
No, I know. I'm not either. Well, yeah, to answer your question, when I heard somebody running Heiner barefoot, I thought that sounds like an amazing feat. Get it?
Oh my God.
Grace, get it? Get it, Grace? Feet?
Explain it to me, Eric.
Oh, you didn't get it at first, though. That's a good joke.
In my head, I was completing the line. It was an amazing adventure. It sounds like a great adventure to me. But I honestly, I think of after you get done with SOB and that it's kind of that wide Jeep road, that is what I would think would be the worst. Like those gravel roads are just, they're terrible.
Well, you have that grass strip right down the center.
Okay.
So that's like really soft.
That's
but cool. I had to continue to pass people, so I was in the ditch, but I was cramped on that section, so I wasn't doing much speed on that. Yeah. That was not too hard. Just that last descent that eats you alive.
That's a fun descent too. That would be hard to do barefoot, just because I love descending.
Yeah, which that's what I need to work on. See if I can speed it up somehow and like just learn how to drop lighter.
Yeah.
Unless my feet are just not used to. Like I felt a lot less pain today than I did through the Heiner, mm-hmm. and I was doing descents decently fast, faster than Heiner. But the cramping played a big part in it, because once you're cramping, next thing you know, you might be going down over the bank, and I just was not running to get hurt. So I just ran safe rather than stupid, because I'm not fully an idiot yet.
Yeah. I remember doing some repeats. I don't know if you've been much on the Mason Dixon Trail, but there's a hill called Posey Road, and I did some barefoot repeats on Posey Road with my friend Sarah, and I remember using my quads more when I was descending, just to like lighten up on the impact, if that makes sense. Like almost not really squatting, but almost squatting down a little bit, bending some, and then using my quads more. It's definitely a different feeling. And I was slower, but I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't do it nearly as much as you, but it's a cool feeling. I like the feeling of not being as reliant on all the things to have a good run. Just knowing like you can go out and just have like shorts and a tank top and like that's it. I pull my hair back. I need a hair tie. That's kind of a cool feeling to be able to do that. I don't know.
It's a cool feeling knowing how to tie your shoes too.
Well, it's a cool feeling not having to tie your shoes.
Yeah.
And yesterday we went out for a run, and we're going down this one trail. We're actually staying on like an estate. So there's a castle just down the road, and we're in like one of the little cottages or whatever. And so we were going away from the castle. We were on a single track, and we got to this big mud puddle. I was wearing my shoes while we turned around, because we didn't feel like going through the mud puddle. But if I'd be barefoot, just straight through, no problems, you see?
Yeah, very true.
It makes me nervous on some things like sand. Sand makes me nervous with like what might be in there, like glass.
Hmm. Oh, that's another story. We were in Florida, and they have red tide. So the fish die and wash up. And so I'm running down Lido Beach, and I just get sidetracked because, well, the flooding happened and all the windows of this one motel were busted out. So I was like, I'm going to go up this bank, see what it looks like. Well, I stepped on this fish, and it had a spike sticking out of its back. And it went a quarter inch into my foot. And so it was barbed. So I had to sit down on the beach and just pull this thing out.
Yeah, that hurts thinking of
it. So, yeah, that was painful.
Sand is
scary.
Sand scares me more than like I see people walk around the beach barefoot all the time, and I can't do it. But I grew up on a lake, so I'm used to seeing people break through their skin on clamshells and all the things that get broken in the lake. It's not pretty. Yeah. I gotta give a shout out to Dave. So he put in the comments here, didn't make it off the wait list, did my own 50K on Heiner Day, which was good on you, Dave, for doing that. And he happened to run into me. I was starting my Horseshoe Trail FKT, and he's like, hey, aren't you from the the internet. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And he said, oh, you didn't get off the wait list either. And I was like, no, actually, I'm going on the horseshoe trail. He's like, oh, how much are you doing? I said, the whole thing. Of course, I didn't make it. But Dave, you brightened my day. Thank you. It was a good first day, but so it goes.
So let's think about wrapping the show up, Grace. What do you say? Jesse, what did you fuel with for Heiner?
What was that?
What did you consume? What did you eat and drink at Heiner?
Oh, so I don't like eating breakfast. So I just real quick in the morning put down 2 raw eggs with salt. And then got to the race, had a hand, 2 handfuls of blueberries and water. And then that all came up right after the first picture was taken, right before I summited Heiner. And then the first aid station, I grabbed just some gels, wasn't feeling food, and an orange and a Gatorade. Second aid station, well, I took some gels along to run with, and then I put like 3 gels down. Second aid station, I pickle juice with vodka, pickle juice with pickles, and a Coke. And didn't take any food along. And then after SOB, I think I did more gels and Coke. So. And oranges. I think I ate like an orange at every aid station.
Delicious.
Fruit. Interesting. Do you think that you fueled enough, or like, what do you think you puked for? Was it the raw eggs?
I think I was nervous and the hill. Like, I was not used to hills, and my goal had been to get to the trail, like beat the bridge and get to the trail 15th person. So I did that. So I definitely started out fast. And then it might have even been something I ate the night before. I had like white store-bought bread, which usually doesn't sit well with me. And probably just being nervous and climbing that fast and the heat.
That heat can be tough. I think especially when you're still like getting used to trail running and trying to regulate like how hard do you go up the hill, and I think that answer is different depending on what the weather's like, you know. So it's hard to like get used to going a little slower when it's hotter out, and you know.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions, Grace?
I asked all the questions that I wanted to ask. I really appreciate you coming on the show because I think for those people who are curious about it and can safely do it, I think that barefoot running on occasion, at least, is just a cool way to connect to the ground and experience running in a little bit of a different way. So it's very cool that you did Heiner. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it feels great. I would definitely not recommend people go straight to barefoot running just because of injuries that will happen.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a question. But the one thing I was thinking about is I think it would be interesting to see if like athletes that run with shoes on all the time, if they would do like a slow training just barefoot. See, the thing I like about barefoot is it teaches you how to run right, because you have to run right. You can't run dumb like you can in shoes. And I wonder if that would transfer over into their races and make them faster. I don't know. It'd be one thing to try out.
Another thing that I think is probably going to be different depending on the person, but I mean, you're spot on. When I first started doing it, I started with just walking. And then the first time I did it, I only did it for half a mile. So I think starting small is definitely key so that you don't get hurt.
Yeah,
it would fix anything, any weaknesses they have, or expose any weaknesses they have, mm-hmm. so they could work on them, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess there's some type of muscles that break down on the bottom of your foot with wearing shoes because that cushion is there.
Right.
And the muscles that break down are the cushion that's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And once you build that up, your balance goes up. Just a lot of stuff just goes up. So.
Yeah. I think the fun factor goes up.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling the pain is amazing.
Maybe not the pain part. I don't know. I feel more like a kid when I'm out there barefoot. You know, I feel a little more free. Like I want to hug a tree or something.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Well, keep it up. I look forward to following your progress, see what other races you try to attempt and see how the training goes. Try to start running more than 3 miles a week.
Yeah, that might help.
But thanks for being on the show. We very much appreciate it. Love getting different views and perspectives on this crazy, silly sport.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations. Appreciate you being on the show.
Yep, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your stay in Scotland. Next time, please take me with you.
All right.
All right. Grace, you got anything else to say for the good of the show?
That's it. Definitely check us out every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you're in Scotland, it's at 12:30. And leave us some reviews and some likes and some subscribes and all of those good things that feed the algorithm monster. Maybe share with a friend, you know, see if they might want to take a little listen to Eric's soothing voice.
And look at my pretty smile.
And his pretty smile. Oh, God, it's scary. And check out some feet. We'll show more feet if you give us reviews.
Whoa, this is turning into a different
Eric will show you his feet.
If you pay me, yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Grace, do your thing.
Thanks, everybody. You're awesome. Bye.